Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
What makes you different makes you beautiful.
Such a good quote.
Okay, girls, so what have you been working on?
So I'm just coming off a sabbatical and just trying to get my head back into actually doing things. So, I'm just going to get out my new weekly newsletter, talking about any new art and upcoming classes and all that good stuff.
What are you working on?
So I am getting over jet lag, which hopefully won't take as long as it did last year. But and then kind of just mind dumping everything I learned while in Spain.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And share those notes with us.
Yes. Well, I'm working on what I call Becky's trees. So my mother-in-law has this, I don't know, has a backyard with this beautiful, these really tall trees. And she has them from the fall with like the clear blue sky. Mm-hmm. So I painted some of those, but now I'm going to do one with summer. Ooh. But with the same, like put some greenery on it. And so I've been starting that one.
Very cool.
Yeah. So in today's episode, we're talking about how authentic we should be.
Yeah.
Now, is that a weird question for you guys or not?
No, because it's a question I ask myself all the time.
Yeah.
How much of our weirdness should we put out there?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
Yes. Like, I mean, and we got onto this topic through talking about one of our previous podcasts about Instagram and reels and how people are doing the reels and are they edited or not edited and stuff like that. And I mean, it's a question I ask myself all the time. Do you curate every... That's curate everything, or do you just show it how it is? Like, I cannot keep my art desk clean for the life of me. Every time I turn around, it's a mess. I'll clean it off. It'll be perfectly clean. And the next thing I know, it's a mess. But I feel like to do a reel, I need to clean it off. I need to put a light on. I need to put, you know, my phone and
Pinterest perfect picture.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, my daughter, my 14-year-old is like, you know, it's not, I want it to be Pinteresty, or, you know, she's always saying stuff like that. And I'm like,
so is that,
how important is that?
Okay. So let me ask you, is that being, having a brand or brandedness on your social media, or is that fake?
And I go kind of back and forth. One of the things that really, you guys know, I get fired up. I'm passionate and all that. And it's in those moments that I just really want to get live on Facebook or Instagram and just go off on some of these things, like excuses.
Yeah.
Excuses are like, but everybody's got one. They all stink type of thing. I gave you the polite version. Okay.
Yes, I know. It's like, are we going to have to change this to mature? You know, I mean, it's like, oh.
But that's the thing. It's like, I want to go off sometimes because I get so infuriated with people and, you know, doing these things. And you got one life. And I just want to, but I know if I go off like that, one, people are going to get pissed at me. Two, I'm going to get a lot of hate mail or something like that. Three is that I probably will regret it after.
I was going to say,
I'm being too authentic.
Well, it's not authentic. I don't think people mind you being authentic. You can be mad at something, but it's just how does it come across? Mm-hmm. So is it negative? And are you running over someone while you're doing it?
Are you ranting? Or
yeah, it would probably be a rant, but it would lead like to something constructive. But even by the time I get to the point of like, oh, I should video it, and I'm like, screw it, because then I had to go do my hair, do my makeup, do all this other crap just to get video ready. And then I'm just, I've lost all passion. I don't care anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So,
and so then does that say that it wasn't something that you should have been talking about in the first place?
I don't know.
Because if you've lost the passion for it after you've gotten quote unquote video ready.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a question that pops into my head too.
Yeah. That's a valid question. I don't know.
Well, and then we see.
Because I've never done it.
You know, we see these influencers who are curating their Instagrams.
I hate watching them.
And it's like, we're talking to you, Kardashians.
Yeah.
And I mean, they even Photoshopped their kids.
Seriously?
Yeah. There was something about something in Disneyland. I don't even know. I just saw the headline. I didn't even read it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you have like, they present fake lives, fake body, fake,
fake. That's so sad. Fake,
and not just them, not just them. I'm not calling them out at all. But any and
that just,
all these influencers from Hollywood or even, you know.
Okay, so
that's so
that brings up a story, but also a thought is, okay, so you remember the show, you know, The Survivor and,
Amazing Race and all that stuff.
All those reality shows.
Let's put those in quotations, by the way.
Because they're really not that much reality. So dating myself here, but if you remember a series called Trading Spaces that was on HDTV.
Yes. I remember that. Okay. Yes.
Loved that show.
I did
was obsessed
too.
With that show.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Well, they were doing some episodes in Atlanta and they reached out to me to help with them. So before this point, I didn't think anything of it. Like, I'd always think like, there's no way they're painting and redoing that entire house in a day. Like it's
or
not
a week
or week or whatever it was.
Yeah, like a week.
Whatever it was. Like you can't, you'd have to have like 20 to 50 people behind the scenes doing all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why they were calling me. Was to be one of their behind the scenes people. And so it's just, I just say that and tell that story just because how much of that is the case on social media and these reels and these Facebook lives and stuff like that? Like how much of that is really curated and how much of it do they have a team for? You know, it's like, you know, Stacey Bloomfield has her business Ginger Burr and she has her class Leverage Your Art. And then she has a community and all this stuff. And I'm like, and when you first kind of see some stuff, you're like, God, how is she doing that all herself? Mm-hmm. You know, but then she recently had her 13-year anniversary and pictured her whole team. And there's like 10 people in it. And it's like, okay. That to me is more authentic and real and you kind of see that. And that's kind of my point to the Trading Spaces thing or these other reality shows is how much on social media is.
That one was Rachel's throat.
What is wrong with us? We think we can do a
so
podcast.
We're being authentic here today.
We're being very authentic. Oh my gosh. Sorry about that.
But, you know, like how much should be or shouldn't be curated or planned or scripted? And
well, we know being authentic is in short supply, even though you're like, there are some Instagrams and TikToks and Facebooks I love to watch. And, you know, they'll sit there without makeup or hair or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you know that they've worked on their content at least. I mean, like, so I don't mind that it's polished or whatever. But, yeah, to have a really good media presence, you need a team.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I mean, you could spin your wheels.
Mm-hmm. See, and I'm really curious. I mean, we got on this whole topic when we were talking about reels on Instagram and a podcast a couple weeks ago. And like, how are individual artists like ourselves and like a lot of our listeners putting together their reels? And, you know, how scripted or how planned are you sitting down and doing 10 reels in one day and then batching it to edit it and then scheduling them out? Or are you just like, I'm painting today, I'm just going to record it. you know? And I know a couple artists like that too, but are, if you're going on camera, are you putting makeup on and doing your hair and making sure this is perfect and that, and like, that's just not happening with me. Like
that's the overthinking thing again.
Yeah. It's like, it just seems like too much work to me.
Right.
For such little return.
Right.
And because I'm so limited on time, I have three kids, a husband, a full-time business, a part-time business.
And that's what you were saying, like your art table. It's like you don't have time to clean it off and get going. But you still want it to look nice because of your branding.
Right, because of my branding and my marketing and, you know.
So it's not that you're not trying to be authentic.
Right.
You're like, hey, I worked hard to figure out my branding and my marketing.
Yeah.
I want to follow it.
Right. So I'm, you know, I'm curious of how others are doing it to make it happen and what works for them, because I haven't figured out how to make reels work for me
yet. I don't even plan to.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to use them at all?
No, I mean, if I want to, I will, but I'm not going to plan it because, like, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Meta, whatever, they change their mind every year. And I'm just going to do what's right for me because it's, I can't predict what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to spend that kind of time.
But so, we're good Southern sorority girls. We're not going on camera without makeup.
Yeah. Lipstick and mascara all the way. Yeah.
All the way. And hair done.
Oh, well, I'll throw on a baseball hat, but I'll still have on mascara and lipstick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, girl. I mean, but that's still being authentic to who we are. Yeah. I feel like, even though it might look like
it,
you
is.
Know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Right. That's being authentic to who you are. Cause I hate makeup. I have it on today because I'm trying to get back in the habit of, you know, at least putting a little something on, a little something, something to take care of these bags under my eyes. But, you know, the only reason I'm considering reels is that younger generation who I see eventually purchasing my licensed products, they watch reels.
Mm-hmm.
They watch video. They've been brought up on video.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I mean, even like Rachel, your 20-somethings are, they like video.
They just do Instagram reels. They don't even go over to TikTok. They don't do TikTok at all.
Mm-hmm. No, but they
do the reels, which is the same
video
thing.
And the YouTube Instagram. And this, that, and the other. So again, it just goes back to the question is like, how authentic is authentic and how scripted and well lit? And, you know, I have this light and that light and this camera and that camera, and, you know,
I have my lapel mic. Set up, once you get your setup, like you like it, then just roll with it, don't you think?
Yeah, my problem is I don't always create in the same place in the same way.
And then my problem is most of my deep thoughts that I want to share with people happen in the car. And because there's something about a car ride that I just really want to, download.
Maybe you should have like a mounted camera where you could just hit record, and while you're driving, you're just talking to us.
Yeah.
It's
thought
like
about that.
Deep thoughts in the car with Stephanie.
there are like some majorly deep thoughts that I want to share with people. And then when I write them down and I'm just like, I never get to it because I got to be like camera ready type thing. And that came from when I was talking to a lady that I bought my makeup from. Yeah, I was kind of get some initial consulting about making your makeup camera ready. There's certain types of makeup that you wear and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I asked her opinion on what are your thoughts on like having makeup, having your hair done, everything being perfect every time you get on the camera. And she's, oh, well, you are your brand. You got to be on brand all the time. So you need to have your hair done. You need to do this, check your eyebrows, steps. And I'm just sitting there thinking,
that's exhausting to me.
I don't want to do all of that.
Yeah.
I just now throw on a hat.
Have you thought we have to do it as women?
Yeah. Oh, men
can just get on there and
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just because or Southern Girls or something.
No, I don't know. I was talking with my kids this past week about all the double standards that are kind of going on and mm-hmm. making sure that, mm-hmm. you know, they didn't even know what the word was until I explained it to them. And I know what it was.
What got us on that topic? Because you and I talked about double standards. Yes. Oh, it was this whole sabbatical thing mm-hmm. that you're doing. And the thing I've gone and traveled by myself. It's not okay for us to go travel by ourselves.
Yeah. It was, quote, awfully selfish of you.
But yet a man can go up to the lake and go sailing or fishing or whatever for a day or and a weekend. Like, and
oh, he's just being a guy.
Yeah, oh,
just
you're being getting a man. Away from the wife and kids. Oh, then you'll have a lot of fun.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That irked me to no end. But yeah, we were talking about the double mm-hmm. standards. And here we go again. Like, if the women are not perfect on Pinterest or perfect on the Instagram feed, they're automatic. I wonder how many women get dogged and just berated by these little trolls on the internet.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're not that perfect.
You know they do.
That makes me so mad. And meanwhile, if it was a man,
it'd be fine.
Yeah. It's like, oh, dude, like your hat? I don't know. I'm just being a jerk now. But
it goes to the question about how authentic should we be or should we not be?
So as women, do we feel more pressure to be more perfect?
Yes.
God, all the time.
Definitely.
Even though that might not be our authentic self.
I mean, I feel pressure all the time just to earn money and... Yeah. You know, not only am I like the housewife, I'm the cook. I'm first thing kids come home. Did you go to the grocery store? Did you get my Lucky Charms? Did you get I am the servant for everybody. Mm-hmm. And good Lord, you wonder why so many women are on depression medicine.
Right.
We're over serving everybody but ourselves.
Exactly. And there's, yeah.
This is authentic. This is real right here.
Right.
We're freaking tired.
Yeah. Well, see, and I'm like self-conscious as I'll get out to get on camera. I've hit menopause. I've gained weight. I can't lose the weight. And I don't like seeing myself on camera because I'm not happy with who I am. It has nothing to do with, is it okay or is it not okay or anything? It's I'm not happy with what's happened to me. And I'm the only one that can try to change that. So am I being unauthentic by not going on camera and just showing the art process? Or, you know, that's a question I ask myself too.
There's several TikTok people who are like going through depression or whatever. And they're showing like, hey, I'm getting up. I'm going into work. This is as much as I can do. You know, mm-hmm. hey, I put some lipstick on. Mm-hmm. I brush my hair. I brush my teeth. I'm going. And, you know, they kind of go through their day. And I think those people coming forward are, number one, brave. And number two, they're being so authentic. Mm-hmm. Men and women. There's a guy that's doing that, too.
Really?
Uh-huh. And I think it's wonderful. Like, those draw me in.
Yes,
they do. So much more than someone who has it scripted and is reading and is looking good and has got the lights and she's got the lashes. And yeah, I might listen to them, but like the real authenticity of what these other people are showing me mm-hmm. draw me in.
Because it's relatable, right? Yeah.
It's relatable. And you're like, oh, wow, she, you know. So it makes you think when you see someone during the day that looks disheveled and has lipstick and is like mm-hmm. has a carton of ice cream that you know is going to come home and eat it. You're like, yeah, girl, you're having a hard time. You know what I mean? So it maybe gives you empathy mm-hmm. towards someone else or whatever. Right. But so sometimes I think, I don't know, what the heck? Mm-hmm. Just put it out there because someone else is going to relate to you.
Right. Mm. It's a good point.
And some sorority Southern girls going to look at us going, yes, girls, you got your lipstick on at least. My hair might look like crap and everything, but you got some, I love that lip color. You know, and I'm going to tell her that, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
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 That's good.
That is good.
Women supporting women.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what boils down to is women supporting women. It was like, you know, you talk about the double standard and being authentic and stuff. And Jenna Hager Bush, mm-hmm. or Jenna Bush Hager, I guess is how it is, she was talking the other day of the mom guilt and the whole work at home or moms that are stay-at-home moms and moms that are working moms. And why do we have to be defined as one or the other? We're all moms.
Yeah.
We all work.
Yeah.
You know, and that's always been my thing, because I know when I moved here originally, everyone I met was a stay-at-home mom and I was a working mom who was commuting back and forth to Atlanta. And I'm like, well, I am who I am. And the mom guilt that hit me for not being a stay-at-home mom was huge once I moved here. Mm-hmm. It was 180 degrees opposite of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I think you bring up a very good point. We just need to be who we are, because somebody's going to relate to it. Mm-hmm. And we need to stop trying to define everything down to a nickel and a dime and just, we're a mom. Mm-hmm. Period. Mm-hmm. You know, we work no matter what it is we're doing, or.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we need it. We need that encouragement. Yes, and support.
We need to encourage each other.
And like, you know, when COVID hit and like some of the kids were going back to school and some weren't, and you were given the choice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, for women, that was a lose-lose situation.
Oh, yeah.
And so I wasn't going to tell any mother, okay, this is right or this is wrong, whatever. It's like whatever choice you had, I'm like, that's perfect. That's
your choice. Yeah.
You know, what do you need me to do for you? Do you need this? Do you need me to pick up your kids? You want me to bring you lunch over? You know, like, right. What do you need?
You are unusual, though.
Yes.
You are supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Women are... I hate to say it. So this is why I stopped playing league tennis, is because women are horrible to other women. And oftentimes.
Yeah.
More often than not. And they're judgmental, they'll lie, they'll backstab. And that I like you guys, I am extremely lucky to have found you guys. I trust you in so many ways.
Same.
And not everybody has that.
No, not everyone does. And it's sad because there's no reason. We're not in competition with each other.
But that's how they see it.
I know.
All the time.
And maybe I'm just not that competitive of a person, because I know I'm not. But I just don't see how somebody can be like that.
Well, yeah, I try and surround myself with empowering, smart women.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the smartest person in the room.
No, I don't either.
You know.
I want to learn something from somebody else.
I want people who are going to challenge me, but encourage me. And
exactly.
And when I do fail, they're like, hey, girl, that was okay. Get back up.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got more stuff to do.
Right.
Oh, God.
Right?
That's what I had.
And not enjoy you falling.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I had a hard time with even being in a sorority, like the sorority house, because at the time, Ben, my husband, was a houseboy. Do you remember houseboys?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I have no clue.
He was so cute. So what kind of houseboys do, and I don't know if they still do this, but they are basically paid by with food from the sorority.
Uh-huh.
And they, put down like the rolls in the middle of the table and do little things like, you know,
servers.
Yeah, they're servers, okay. Houseboys. And so he was a houseboy. We were dating and everything. And there were so many girls that were after him, even though they knew that he was my boyfriend.
Oh, my gosh.
And Ben, you know, bless his heart, he was blissfully ignorant of it all. But they would purposely hit on him right in front of me. Like one girl actually showed up in like her little negligee in front of me. Yeah, these girls, I swear, I don't know what it is, but it was just but not all of them are that way. But that's part of, you know, when we go back to the mom guilt and the labels. Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom or I'm a working mom. A lot of the women out there, they consider those labels a brand that they're proud of.
Right.
And down and judge those who don't have that same brand.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, by human nature, we're very judgmental to begin with. But keep your judgments to yourself. You know, that's what...
Yeah. You be you, let me be me.
Exactly.
You can talk behind my back, that's cool. But like in front of my face... Be nice.
Yeah.
Just be nice.
Oh, right.
We're
just
all
be
going
kind.
Through stuff. You
yeah.
Know?
Everyone
I would like to be blissfully ignorant if you don't like me.
Right.
Or you think I did something stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I probably, if I did do something stupid, I've learned my, it was a mistake.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've learned from it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want that person there is going to, hey, let's go.
Yeah.
It was just a bump in the road, you know.
Yeah.
About it.
Support.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So we're keeping it real. Let us know how you guys keep it real with your social media. And do you find it hard to do? Leave us a comment. And always, if you are enjoying our podcast, please give us a 5-star review. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.